For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. After 2 years, Illinois finally has a budget, but the damage remains. One potential solution may be to look at the way the state taxes income. For this week's Illinois Issues, we moderate a debate between two tax policy experts, Mike Clemens with KDM Consulting and Raf Martiri from the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. Mr. Martiri, you argue in your article about the importance of taxing fairly, and you say that one way to achieve this is through a graduated income tax system.
It's very clear that a progressive tax system that imposes a greater burden on affluent taxpayers than on low or middle income taxpayers, when tax burden is measured as a percentage of income, is the fair way to tax. Of course, the reason for that is the economic distribution of income gain over time. But this isn't a novel principle. I'd like to point out it goes all the way back to 1776 and the Wealth of Nations, where Adam Smith, the father of capitalism, recognized that if you in fact did adopt a capitalist economic system like the U.S. has done, that economic growth would always disproportionately advantage top income classes over the bottom and the middle. And because of that fact, the quote is, taxes ought to be designed as nearly to remedy inequality of riches as nearly as possible by relieving the poor and burdening the rich. And so this principle of fairness and the economic principle of responsiveness make it very clear for the income tax in Illinois to perform its essential function, it has to have a graduated rate structure.
Mr. Clemens, you argue for an improvement on the current flat rate system. You write that the fairness principle that Mr. Martiri talks about is very subjective.
He's not saying anything wrong, but at the core of all of these arguments for a graduated tax is the need for more money. You could get more money by raising your general rates. And at the same time, Daisy, you raise the issue of fairness. And we talk about fairness at the low end. And a weakness of the current Illinois system is that we tax low-income people. We tax income very soon on the structure. So we end up putting more burden on low-income people than we need to. We're wrapping this in the notion of fairness, and then we're using it to generate more money, which we could do just as easily with a higher rate, or B, let's broaden the base. And we should be taxing retirement income like the federal government and virtually every other state. Should we really have the property tax credit that we have, which clearly benefits high-income people? You know, wealthier people are going to have more expensive homes and are going to have higher property tax credits. Let's look at some of that stuff to broaden our income tax base before we add a level of complexity, a significant level of complexity, to the Illinois income tax.
Mr. Martiri, what is your view on this added complexity to the tax system?
I just disagree that it would add a significant level of complexity to the income tax. I mean, it really doesn't. It's a relatively easy thing to monitor. It is sort of textbook tax policy on how you create a fairer system. And it's not just about generating new revenue. It's about generating revenue in a fairer way over time.
Mr. Clemens, your response to that?
It sounds very complicated. I moved here from New York, and in New York, these were simpler times, and it was pre-TurboTax. I used to spend one night doing my federal income tax and two nights doing my New York State graduated income tax. So it is in fact more complex. And I think your listeners can pick that up from listening to Ralph's explanation.
That's the argument. That's the argument of an administrator that doesn't want to work hard. Frankly, I think people in Illinois are just as smart as they are in New York or Minnesota, which has a graduated rate structure. or Iowa, which has a graduated rate structure, or Wisconsin, or California, whatever. We're smart. It's not that hard. We're used to doing it. We do have TurboTax. And the bottom line is the way the textbooks say it ought to be designed. And most of the pushback on this has historically been from the Department of Revenue, which really doesn't want their sacrosanct income tax form changed in any way. And while I understand the need for administrative simplicity, and I actually agree with one point makes about that, it reduces taxpayer error and it reduces the amount of personnel hours you need to work on it. All that said, those negatives don't come anywhere near outweighing the value of having a tax system designed to actually work in accordance with the core principles of what a revenue system should look like based on literally textbook policy.
Is there a middle ground, taking practices from both systems that could maybe work out?
That's kind of what you have an attempt at in Illinois today, but it's poorly done, right? And you could see that in the outcome. So I think Mike was spot on when he said we have an overall unfair, that is, regressive taxing system. And every national study places Illinois in the top three in the nation in most regressive tax system. That is, a much greater percentage of the income of low and moderate income families is paid in taxes in our state than is of affluent folks. So what we've tried to do to get around that are things like the earned income tax credit. It's a refundable tax credit. It goes to low to lower middle income workers, and it's refundable. And what's powerful about that is, let's say you qualify for a $200 EITC, but you only owe the state $100 in income tax liability. Well, you don't have to pay the $100 because your $200 credit is more than that. That leaves a $100 value to the credit. And because it's refundable, that means you get a check for $100. And what that does is it offsets other taxes you pay, state and local, like property, excise, sales, gasoline, all that stuff, et cetera. So it's a powerful tool. It actually first passed at the federal level under Richard Nixon, and it was most greatly expanded by Ronald Reagan, who described the EITC as the single best pro-family, pro-job, anti-poverty legislation Congress ever passed. So it's enjoyed broad bipartisan support. And you could do those kinds of things to try to create a little progressivity in your income tax. But none of those kinds of things get you to the point where literally having a graduated rate structure will get you. And in that sense, a graduated rate structure is far more simple and easier to implement.
Mr. Clemens, do you believe there is a middle ground?
I think there is. I think Ralph would agree with me that we need to expand the base. I think Ralph would agree with me that the unique exception and very expensive exception we have for retirement income in Illinois, which benefits the wealthy, which is regressive, should be changed. I think Ralph would agree with me that the property tax credit is regressive and should be either eliminated or somehow capped to prevent the benefits to the disproportionate benefits to high-income people. You know, the current system, and Ralph would agree with me because he's looked at the numbers. You know, the top 1% already pays 24% of the income tax in Illinois. You have a system that is very mildly progressive. It could be made, you know, it's not as progressive as other states.
Well, Mike, it's not progressive in incidence of tax burden. And so, and of course, affluent people are always going to pay a greater percentage of taxes, but that's not a way to evaluate whether or not a system is progressive. I mean, progressivity is honestly determined by percentage of income paid in taxes. And here, Illinois is highly regressive, where literally low and middle income families have tax burdens 2 to 2.5 times as a percentage of income what it is at the top. And given income distribution. Well,
but not on the income tax. You're shifting to the whole system here, not on the
I'm shifting to the whole system. The income tax always moderately progressive just because.
Which is what I just said.
Flat tax.
Okay.
Okay, I thought you said the system, but the overall system is really regressive, and the way to one of the core ways to fix that is to have the progressive income tax. I keep coming back to that. But I want to be clear, though. I very much agree with Mike on the retirement tax piece. Once again, of the 41 states with an income tax, we are one of only three that broadly exempts all retirement income from taxation. And I think Mike did point out that even the federal government taxes all retirement income. So the bottom line is we have to put some retirement income back in our base. It's just too big of an exception. And there's a way to do that and still hold harmless low income, fixed income seniors. And so we should do that. But it's interesting, we're a tax outlier there. We're also a tax outlier by not having a graduated rate structure. If 80% of the states with an income tax could have a graduated rate structure, it doesn't strike me that it's such an onerous administrative burden as to stand in the way of implementation.
Mr. Clemens?
Yeah, I think it's overall complexity that bothers me. Is you're going to make the system much like our property tax system or our school aid formula, where people don't understand. You ask somebody, what rate do you pay in your federal income tax? And, you know, I had to go look it up to know. You know, you have to calculate it because it's very complicated. And people just ought to know what they're paying in taxes. We make it so complicated that nobody knows. And a system that people don't basically understand what they're paying can't work.
Mr. Martieri?
Well, I disagree, and maybe what we do need, Mike, and maybe you and I will agree on this, is a better education system so that the people can do the very simple math to look at their total taxes paid in income taxes, divide it by their, you can pick your whatever you want to divide it by, your gross income, your taxable income, you come up with a percentage, and there's your effective tax rate. It is about as simple a piece of math as you can do, but maybe Illinois schools aren't quite up to snuff because they're inadequately funded, and we could have that conversation as well.
And Mr. Clemens, do you think the flat tax rate is going away anytime soon?
The flat tax rate is here.
I would agree with Mike on that one.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.